I do not babysit, I do not work at the local grocery store, and I do not work at McDonald's. All 17 years of my life has been spent living and working on my family's rural farm. Whether I'm riding horses to move or doctor cattle, or operating a tractor to pick up bales or run grain cart, I'm a major help around the niche farms. My SAE is equine placement as well as diversified agriculture. In my equine placement SAE, I work with my family's horses as well as go over to my aunt's place and work with her horses. If this law was to be passed, I would not be able to have the opportunity to work with my aunt's horses any longer. And for my diversified ag SAE, if they were passed, I would not be able to pick up bales from my uncles or run grain cart, and many of these skills have made me who I am today. Living on a farm has made me who I am. Farm life has not only given me many skills that will transfer to college, but will also assist me on the farm and with my future career. My morals and character traits have become shaped around being involved with agriculture. Passing these recently proposed child labor laws will also jeopardize 4-H, FFA, small towns, and farming families with this very experiences. These laws may also decrease the number of teens that want to go into the agriculture field. Because teens will not be able to run machinery except for their parents, the interest to further involve themselves in the ag industry may not develop. I will be going to college majoring in agronomy and minoring in equine sciences. This law could not only affect me, but also could affect many others who want to go to college with interest in animals and agriculture as well. In the days ahead of us, we will need as many people in this industry as possible. This law will also impact me because I have two younger brothers that are 14 and 9. If this law is passed, they will not have the experiences that I had the opportunity to have.